I'm joined today by Father Deacon Matthew Williams of St. John Chrysostom Russian Orthodox Church in House Springs, Missouri. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you are here to tell us about your recent trip to Haiti, and I'm so glad you were able to take the time to talk to us. I'm assuming the trip wasn't planned and that perhaps it was in response to the recent crisis there. Is that right?
That's correct. So the Russian Orthodox Church has had a mission in Haiti for about 15 years, which I've visited on several occasions. After the earthquake, I began trying to reach the clergy that I knew there. After about a day of not being able to reach them, I decided to make this trip.
So the clergy was located in Port-au-Prince or near there?
Right. Both of the priests of our mission live in the Port-au-Prince area.
And so what is the atmosphere there right now, and how are people feeling?
It took me about 6 days after the earthquake before I was actually finally able to reach Haiti, even though I started making plans within 24 hours. By the time I got there, certainly everyone was still reeling from the impact of the earthquake, but they were also trying to return to some sort of normalcy. Markets were operating, and in general, they were trying to survive just like they were before the earthquake, because the situation there was never normal, really.
And the clergy that you went to see was okay?
Both of the priests were fine, well, physically fine. Not all the members of the mission survived the quake, unfortunately. At least one member of one of the parishes perished in a collapse of a building.
It's truly tragic what has happened there. What all were you doing while you were there?
Well, when I headed into the country, one of my goals was to find the clergy and make sure they were alive and well. I had actually, before I entered Port-au-Prince, had finally not personally gotten through, but had been contacted by someone who had successfully reached both the clergy in Port-au-Prince. So I knew they were alive. I was traveling with a medical officer that I met while in the Dominican Republic, who traveled with me, was able to treat about 50 injured individuals at the parishes of the mission, also visited the missions themselves, the parishes, the four that were in the area affected by the earthquake, just in general tried to give some hope to the members of the mission and reassure them that the church was praying for them, had not forgotten them.
So one of your goals, I'm sure, anywhere that you go, is to spread Christ-saving message. What specifically did you try to share with the people once you were there?
I think that, you know, the message that I was trying to get across at this point personally was simply that, you know, that they weren't forgotten, that there were many people praying for them and that had compassion and sympathy for them.
Can you tell me about one or two of the most memorable experiences that you had while you were there?
The trip into Port-au-Prince occurred late at night. I was traveling with two other men at the time, including the medical officer I just mentioned. The entry into Port-au-Prince itself was really dramatic. We came in late at night. There was just devastation everywhere. Buildings collapsed, some on fire, some things that I'd rather not remember, but that I do remember. That same night, meeting with one of the priests of the mission, Father Grégoire, was a very memorable and touching time. You know, I'd been basically trying to reach this point for 5 days at this point, and finally, after many difficulties, made it into Port-au-Prince, made it through Port-au-Prince at night, and found him waiting for us at the end of his street. I'd finally reached him by phone just as we came into Port-au-Prince, so he knew we were coming.
I'm sure it must have been like a sight for sore eyes to know that he had made it and he was fine.
Absolutely, yes.
Do you think that your experiences there have changed you or, you know, the way you see your life?
Absolutely. You know, I although I'd been there a few times before, this trip has really had a very drastic impact on my life. It's given me an opportunity to reexamine my faith. And in fact, has given me sort of the push to accept the priesthood, something that, as a deacon, I've, you know, thought about from time to time. But, you know, at this point, it appears that, God willing, that'll actually happen.
So, do you think you'll go back?
I'll absolutely be going back. Exactly when, I don't know. Probably after Pascha. I'm also, God willing, will be in the future more involved in the mission and the work of the mission.
how long has it been since you've returned from Haiti?
It's been about 3 weeks since I returned.
And you still keep in touch with the clergy there. How is life starting to come back together?
Spoken with them once or twice. I've also been in touch with the administrator of the mission, who's in more frequent contact with them. He's a priest in Miami, Florida. So from him, I've heard, you know, that they're starting to get things a little bit more organized. The relief efforts of various organizations are starting to come together, which at the time I was there, there was still a lot of scrambling to get things actually off the ground and into the hands of the people that needed them.
So for our listeners who would like to help, what can they do?
The first and foremost thing that anyone can do for the mission in Haiti and for those suffering everywhere is to pray. Those that would like more information about the mission or would like to contribute materially are invited to visit the mission's website, which is orthodoxhaiti.org.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today and for telling us a little bit about your story while you visited Haiti.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about my experiences there.